Federal officials say they don't have many resources to offer if it takes over law enforcement on the Flathead Reservation. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports those comments come as Lake County plans to stop providing those services on the reservation.
For decades, Lake County has overseen felony jurisdiction on the Flathead Reservation as part of a long-standing agreement. But commissioners say the county can no longer afford it and wants to pull out. That would pass jurisdiction to the state, but Governor Greg Gianforte says the state is also pulling out of the agreement. That means the federal government would take over, but Montana U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich says federal agencies are already stretched.
And we know for a certainty at this point, it will be worse in the short term, just from a resource perspective and holding people accountable.
He says his office would only be able to prosecute bigger cases that impact a large number of people, like large drug distribution or sex trafficking. Lower-level felony offenses might go unchecked.
That's an unacceptable consequence.
County Commissioner Gail Decker says it costs about $4 million to provide law enforcement services on the reservation.
If we have to stay in it just for public safety concerns, then we'll have to make decisions about where we can find extra money.
Decker says that could come in the form of budget cuts, staff layoffs, or asking voters to approve a levy. If Lake County continues with its plan to pull out of the agreement, the federal government would take over May 21st. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
This is Montana Public Radio News.